This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There's something of a disconnect going on in the American labor market. Yes, the headline unemployment rate is low, 4.4% most recently, and there is a record number of job openings in this economy. But there is still a big pool of potential workers out there. There are more people sitting on the sidelines, not actively looking for work, than there were before the Great Recession. And there are more long-term unemployed and people with part-time jobs who want to be full-time. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains what's going on there.
U.S. employers have just over 6 million jobs open right now. Meanwhile, about 8.5 million people are either looking for work or say they want to work but have given up looking.
Why can't we match these workers to these jobs?
Labor economist Aparna Matter at the American Enterprise Institute.
Some of it has to do with skills mismatches. People don't seem to have the right skills to fill those jobs.
And for those who haven't found steady work for a while, this can turn into a vicious cycle, says Kathy Barrera at ZipRecruiter.
Employers don't tend to like to hire people who have been unemployed for a long time. Then they have an even harder time finding work. Then they're unemployed for even longer.
Barrera says employers are also now offering more part-time jobs, often with unreliable and inconsistent schedules. That's been Russell Frost's experience. He's 56, lives in Escondido, California, and has been working low-paid part-time retail jobs for the past few years.
Like 4 to 5 hour shifts a couple times a week. You don't make any money, of course, and you can't do another job because you're always waiting for them to reschedule you.
The millions of men aged 25 to 54 who aren't working or even looking for work is what concerns economist Michael Farron at George Mason University.
Over 50% of them say that they are disabled.
Farron is researching whether disability payments, combined with low wages, might be keeping those men on the sidelines. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.